As part of their contract renewal with the City of Buffalo in 2014, Rural Metro agreed to expand its workforce by 20%. Among those hoping to become a new EMT is Andrew Jambroni of Tonawanda. He's been a volunteer firefighter for 11 years and recalled when his fire company was called to help peers in Orchard Park during Snowvember 2014.
We had a bunch of firefighters, but only one individual was an EMT, and he hadn't done it in a while. So he was the only one able to help out on the ambulance there. And they were running all day, all night. I spoke with our board of commissioners and asked what it would take to get an EMT license.
The new EMT Training Academy has 38 students, 22 of whom are City of Buffalo residents. Buffalo Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield, who addressed the class, spoke of the importance of emergency personnel working in the same neighborhoods in which they live.
Well, it's no secret. I'm an advocate for residency within the City of Buffalo, supporting residents within the City of Buffalo. I believe you kind of work where you play and you play where you work.
Trainees who pass the 12-week course may then take a state certification course, which allows them to work as EMTs in New York State. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.